What a great Arizona Saturday morning out in your backyard, out in your garden. Or if you'd like, take a drive down to Oro Valley and meet Miss Joyce Richter, Education Coordinator for Oro Valley Historic Society. But she spends a lot of time in the Heritage Garden at Steam Pump Ranch. Talk a little bit about how would people get a chance to meet and greet you and see the work you're doing down there?
Every second Saturday of the month, during from October through May, between 9 and 12, I'm usually in the garden there doing demonstrations, along with Alan DeNoyer from Archaeology Southwest. So you can come see me there every second Saturday. And then also the Town of Oro Valley does special events, so go to the website Town of Oro Valley, and you can see all the special events we have at Steam Pump Ranch. You can also look under Parks and Recreation on the website of Town of Oro Valley.
Fantastic. Well, thanks a million for taking the time to run up and spend this time with our listeners throughout the great state of Arizona. You may have somebody from Wiki Up pull in and say, "Hey, I heard you and Rosie on the House show."
Well, I'm a big garden enthusiast, and I say everybody start it. No matter how small, you'd be amazed at what can come from it.
All right, let's see if we can grab Robert real quick, and then we'll need to be wrapping up here. Robert from Florence, Arizona. Good morning. He's not on yet.
I have an orange-lemon hybrid. It's about 4.5 years old, and it has not produced anything. We have a kumquat that's in the yard also. That's producing fruit. But I just no buds, no nothing on this orange-lemon tree. I was wondering, should we be cutting that down, pruning it? Or, I mean, I did put citrus fertilizer spikes in it, so it should be getting good nutrition.
Well, you don't want to prune it. And it does take some citrus varieties 5 to 6 years to start setting fruit. Kumquats are a little bit different. They're a small dwarfer variety, and they'll produce multiple crops in a year, very heavy producers. So I wouldn't panic yet. Keep the fertilizer up. I'd encourage you to use more of a granular fertilizer that's broadcast more evenly around the entire trunk of the entire spread of the tree, as opposed to the fertilizer stakes, however. So maybe switch that up. That might help.
John Jay, thanks a million for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it. Miss Joyce, thank you a bunch for coming in. Really appreciate it. We'll see you at Steam Pump Ranch.
Thank you.
All right. Babe, you've got some updates on the calendar.
Well, it's time to get your name in. If you want a copy of our calendar, just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you're not already one of our newsletter receivers, be sure you give us your full name and address so we can mail that out to you. It's free. It's going to have tips on what to do each month for your home. Romy's worked hard to get some great photography from our homeowners. The pictures are just amazing. And some coupons and stuff at the bottom, just a real nice thing to have and hang up in your house and keep track of your home.
We've been asked to produce this for years. Just give us a calendar, Rosie, and tell us what we need to be doing at our house each month, just to kind of keep up so that when we do have a free weekend coming and we have all of Roger Naylor's books and we pick a trail that he's been on and a hamburger joint he's eaten at and a milkshake shop that he recommends that we want to go see, we have the free time to go do it. So it's a free calendar. It's our first ever. The response
has been
really been a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So we've had to up our original projected publication quantity, which is very humbling. We appreciate that y'all are liking it that much. And I don't know, without Romy here, I can't say when we're actually ready to deliver it. When are we actually going to print?
I think it's going to print this month, so it should be ready. You know, if you put your name in now, we'll get those mailed out before the first of the year, and you'll be ready to go.
So you're pre-ordering at this point.
Yes, absolutely.
And how would people do that?
Go to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Just email us there with your full name and contact, you know, mailing address. We can get that. It's funny, the different responses. I think this will get better and different each year, but, you know, more people want it digitally. But there's a lot of people who want, just give me the calendar. I don't want QR codes. I don't want anything fancy. I want the calendar to hang up, and so I can just access that information right there in front of me.
We're including coupons that'll give you discounts when you're shopping or getting home services provided by Rosie on the House partners throughout the state of Arizona. We have actual content and tips driving a focus of what you should be getting done at the house or in the yard that particular month. and some darn good, cool photography.
It's pretty
provided
as well.
By Arizona homeowners that submitted hundreds of pictures, and then we had our listeners vote, and we picked the 12 best pictures. Actually, we picked 13. But Romy cheated. He put one of his in there, and he won, and we had to disqualify his picture.
He was pretty tickled he won, but he didn't put it in the calendar.
So sign up to get your calendar at rosieonthehouse.com. It is, like everything we do for the Arizona homeowner, it is 100% totally free. It's just one more way we strive to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you own a home or want to own a home, we don't want you to touch that home until you check with Rosie on the House. After answering homeowners' questions for 30 years, our website has every question we've ever been asked, along with the appropriate Arizona-focused answer. It is an encyclopedia for Arizona home ownership, and it's free. I don't know what else we could do. Hope you'll take advantage of requesting a copy of your free calendar. We've got the Registrar of Contractors coming in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll be talking about what's going on and about and around the legislative arm of the state, what we're doing at Career Days, which was just this last past weekend. As well, we've got David Byrne from Green ID coming in at 9:30 talking about home energy audits. Oh-hoo-hoo! Y'all stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss a minute of this.